Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf tzadik beis. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud, and we're continuing to talk about the Agadah, and specifically the story of Yaakov Avinu in his fight with the Soroi Shel Esav. How did we get into that? Because this is, after all, Perek Gid Hanosha, and the whole Issa of Gid Hanosha all stems from that battle of Yaakov Avinu and the Soroi Shel Esav. So we're up to the second line from the top of the Yom, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Hosea, which relates to this Masa of Yaakov Avinu. It says in the pasuk, "Vayosar el Malach vayuchol bocha vayischanin loy." Vayosar is from a lotion of being a sar, and in the context of the pasuk, it means Vayosar el Malach, that there was a fight between someone, in this case Yaakov Avinu, who was fighting against the Malach, and Vayosar means it was a fight, who would be supreme, who would come out as the Tsar in the end of the battle. Vayuchol, and in fact he, in Yiddish they would say, Enetzach Giyuchot, that means he was successful. Bocha, he cried out, Vayischanan Loi, and he begged him from a lotion of Ve'eschanan, last week's parasha. So, who is this referring to, says the Gemara? Any idea, mi nas Tsar lemi? Who is this referring to when it says Vayosar el Malach, that Yaakov Avinu was challenging the Malach for supremacy, Vayuchal, and he was successful? Are we talking about that the Yaakov Avinu was successful, or was the Malach successful? On the surface, it doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk. However, Kishu Oymeh says, it says in the Chemish, Ki Sarisa im Alekim, that the Malach called Yaakov Yisrael. And the reason why he called me Yisrael is because Kisarisa Imelikim, that is Yosar Kael. So therefore, we see from this, Aviyoim Yaakov Nasasar the Malach. Must be then when it says, Vayosar and Vayuchal, it's referring in fact to Yaakov Avinu that he fought with the Malach and he became the Tsar and he was the one that was successful. What is Bacha B'Yishchan and Loi referring to? Any idea? Mi Bacha L'mi, who is crying to whom? Kishuoyim, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoymer, the Malach begged Yaakovinu Shalcheni, let me go, as we learned yesterday in the Gemara, because he wanted to go and say Shira. He had an appointment to say Shira that day. Vayoymer Malach Bachal Yaakov. So the Bachal Yitzchan Eloi was that he, the Malach, was begging and crying to Yaakovinu, let me go, because I have my Shira appointment. Meaning that the Malach, when he said to Yaakov Avinu, Kisarisa im Elikim v'im Anoshim, what is that double Loshin? So the word Elikim, says Rashi, in this context is not referring to one of the names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but rather it's an allusion to the judges. Like we find in the Torah, Adu Elihim Yovei Dvar Shneim, Asher Yashion Elihim Yishalim Shnoim. There, of course, the word Elihim doesn't mean God, it means the judges of the Bezdin. Here too, Kisarisa, you will eventually be the Tsar over the judges, as well as over the people. So what does that mean, Tsar over the judges? Says Rashi, that in Eretz Yisrael, as we know, they had Smicha, all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of the Chazal, and they had smicha door after door after door. What we call smicha in Chutz Loretz is not the real smicha, and that's why only in Eretz Yisrael were they allowed to be done dine nefashis, and even then when the dine nefashis stopped, then at least giving malchus, I'm sorry?
Dine
knossos. Dine knossos, good, thank you very much. That was in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Bavel. So in Eretz Yisrael, they had, if you will, the bona fide judges with a capital J, and you're going to be in charge of all of them because you're going to be the Nasi Sheb Eretz Yisrael. The Nasi meaning, we don't mean like Nasi, like a president today, we mean the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin means the ultimate judicial body. So that's Sarisa Imalikim, and Lakim here referring to the judges. The Manoshim in Bavel, where they didn't have judges of that stature, so they were just, if you will, just Anoshim, you're going to be the head of them too. And that's what we mean, that you're going to be the Reishka, not you, but you're going to have Doiri Doiris, your children, your Enoklach, are going to be the Reishka Lusa in Bavel, and they'll also be the Nasi in Yisrael. And therefore, says Imar Mikan Ramaz Legolus, the fact that he's telling him about Reish Galus in Babel, what are we doing in Babel? The Malach, the Sari Shalaisev, was being Meramis to him that unfortunately the time will come that your Eniklach, Yaakovina, will have to go into Golus.
It's hard to understand because, I mean, we're talking about Roach, you know, the Nasi Shaber is Israel, but we have David Amalek is coming from.
And all the people, not just
why are we citing, why are we talking about, you know,
seeing
relatively small people compared to small people, but relative to David Melech Israel.
He's just, what we're trying to do is explain the reference to Sarisa Imelikim, the Manoshim Batuchal. What do we mean, Sarisa Imelikim, Imanoshim? This is a prophecy and a vua on the part of this Malach, telling him that you should know, in future years, not only now, Yaakov Avinu, you're going to be the Tsar, you're going to be the B'chiroi Shel Avos, the Yaakov Avinu, who we talk about and we daven, etc., on a daily basis, Ke Avram, Ke Yitzchak, Ke Yaakov, the Avos HaKadoshim, but you should know, besides everything else, in future generations, even though, Chas V'Shalom, the time will come, Klal Yisrael will go into Golus, even then you will continue to be the Tsar. Not only at the height of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, we had David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, but even later generations when things are not so happy, we'll still have very powerful leaders, all coming from Yaakov. Now we turn the page for a moment to the Tsar HaMashkim's dream. As you remember, the Tsar HaMashkim and the Tsar HaOifim both had dreams, and they told their dreams to Yosef, like it says all in the Torah. So now the Gemara goes a little bit into that Ubagef and Shloisha Sarigim. If you have that in Ois Dalib, or if you just remember it from the Chumash, Ubagef and Shloisha Sarigim, remember the Tsar HaMashkim's job was to go and act as the butler to the king, and to go and serve Paroi Mashke. And it says in the Pasuk, Ubagef and Shloisha Sarigim, in this vineyard, on the vines, he had these three large branches, V'kifarachas Olza Nitza, and from the branches were coming out clusters of grapes. Initially, they came out like Nitza, Nates, we've had in other Gemara's means, at the very, very beginning, sprouting of the fruit. Very, very, very small. After that, Hifshilu Ashkel Yisrael Anovim, eventually Hifshilu, they will ripen into an Eshkol, a cluster, Anovim, of grapes. And this pasuk of Agefesh Loshes Rigim, from here to almost the bottom of the Omid, we're going to have roughly seven or eight different pirushim al piagadata of this pasuk. So we start the first pshat of Agefesh Loshes Rigim. You have these three major branches holding up the vines, holding up the clusters, etc. Omer b'chir baraba, Omer rab, elu gimel sorei geyim hayoytzim Yisrael b'chol dor v'dor. These are the three geyim. The sorei geyim, explains Rashi, means people who are very, very wealthy, and they hold out Klal Yisrael in terms of when we need people to help out with aniyim, or people that we need to act as shtadlonim. In other words, to go to the local authorities and beg on their behalf, on behalf of the yidin, to go and give good legislation and not, chas v'sholem, bad decrees. Rashi refers to a sorei geyim. Rashi says, Ashirim, wealthy people, ukroivim amalchus, and they have political influence because of their riches. So, who are these three geyim? Hayoytzim Yisrael b'chol dor v'dor. In every generation, we have three such powerful, very rich individuals. Pa'amim sheshnaim kan v'echad ba'aretz, v'echad b'eretz Yisrael, pa'amim sheshnaim b'eretz Yisrael v'echad kan. So the shloisha sarigim, which are holding up all of the clusters of grapes, the whole vineyard, these are meramis to these three ashirim. These three ashirim are broken down into either two in Babel and one in Eretz Yisrael, or two in Eretz Yisrael and one in Babel. Who are those at that time in Babel? Who are the two out of the three? Yehiv Rabbanei Nayu b'Rabne Ukva v'Rabne Nechemya b'nei Barate d'Rav. They looked at Rav Ukva and Rav Nechemya, who were the Einikluch of Rav, and they apparently were Ashirim and Krov Lamalchus, and those were the two out of the three in that particular generation. Rava Omar, Rava says a different pshat in the Shloisha Sarigim, Elu Shloisha Sarigoyim, Shemalamdim Zchus al Yisrael b'chol dar b'dar. These are three powerful leaders among the Umais Hu Oilam that are also speaking properly and nicely about Klal Yisrael in every generation. They're very hard to find a lot of leaders like that. So these are the three geyim, those three sorry goyim that are mulam etzchus and klaisa. Tanya Blaze Oimer, another pshat. Gefen zo oilam. Gefen is referring to the world at large. Shloisha serigim ze Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. This is referring to the Ovis Akdoshim. The Kafarachas Otanitza Elu Ha'im Mohis. This is referring to the four Imohis. Why are the four Imohis compared to the Nitza as opposed to the Ovis were compared to the Srigim? Rashi says, because by nature, women typically are not as strong as men are. And therefore, the Srigim, which are larger and stronger vines and branches from the vineyard, this is referring to the Ovis Akdoshim. The nates, which is referring to a small little fruit, which is a beginning to sprout, which obviously is less strong than the serigim. That's why that's a reference to the imois, the arbi imois. If shilashkin yisei anovim, elu hashvotim, that eventually from these ovois and ivois will come out, and imois will come out the ashkalois, the clusters of grapes. Who is this referring to? The shvotim, who are destined to come from the ovois and the imois. So this is a pshat that was given by Reb Lezer. Reb Yeshua was not that impressed. Omer le Reb Yeshua, v'chi mar le li'odo masha hoya, v'le in mar le li'odo masha osa li'ois. Typically when you think of dreams and you think of the prophecies and the visions contained in the dream, they're talking about prophecy for the future. Everything that you said, Reb Lezer, is talking about the past. You're saying that this pasuk is referring to the Ovos HaKadoshim, it's referring to the Imohos, it's referring to the 12 Shvatim. This had already all taken place, already occurred at the time of this Cholim of Yosef. The Ovos HaKadoshim were already in the past, except Yaakov Avinu was still alive, as well as the Imohos were already in the past, etc. The Shvatim either already had all 12 Shvatim, or at least 11 Shvatim. You have to see whether Binyamin was born or not. Anyway, but the point of all of this is that this is already past. And therefore, doesn't the Cholim indicate a prophecy for the future? Ella Geffen Zetoyr. And we're going to have another 6-7 Shotim Rabbi in the Shloshes Rigim. Ella Geffen is referring to the Torah. And Shloshes Rigim, Ella Moshe Beharin U Miriam. Those were the three leaders of Klai Yisrael, the times of Mitzrayim. Vike Farachas Ultanita, this is Elu Sanhedrin, that they're going to sprout eventually. If Shil Ashkelonovim, Elu Hatzadikim Shebechol Dor Vador, the Ashkelonovim is referring to Tzadikim in every generation, that they are going to be Megan on the generation. So that's what that Pasuk is referring to. Omram Gamliel Adayin Tzrichen Onul Maidoi. All these Pshatim are great, but the best Pshat is that of Reb Loza HaMaidoi. We find this a few times in Shas, that Reb Loza HaMaidoi was considered to be a tremendous Baldarshan. You find it at least in three other places. If you look at the Maseres HaShas, you have in Shabbos, you have in Megillah, you have in Bava Ben Basra, where there was a Machloikis in Agadata, and then Reb Gamliel said, well, you need the Moidoi. Moidoi means the Reb Loza HaMoidoi, as the Gemara explained. He says that the entire dream is referring to one specific place as opposed to all over. What is that? Reb Loza HaMoidoi. Oimer Geffen Zer Yushalayim. This is referring to Yushalayim. Shloisha Sarigim Zer Migdosh Melech V'Koyin Godol. All of whom were in Yushalayim. V'hika Farachas Olzenitza Elu Pirchei Kohuna. Rashi said Pirchei Kohuna is referring to the young Kehanim that ran around and did the Sheirus, did the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh. And so therefore, they were also based in the Migdosh in Yushalayim. If Shilu Ashkenazei Anovim Elu Nesachim, this is referring to the Nesachim, the Niskei Yain that were brought every day with the various Kabbanis, and broader, it's not only talking about the Nesachim, it's also talking about the Kabbanis themselves. So therefore, none of this was around at the times of Yosef Atzadik and the Sar HaMashkin, but this is Reb Loza HaMoidoi predicted for the future that ultimately Klal Yisrael is going to have the Chad Mokum, we're going to have Yerushalayim, and the Beis Mikdash, and the Melech, and Gadol, etc., etc. Reb Shimon Levi Moikim Lo B'Matonis. He says that this pasuk is referring to the Matonis that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, specifically in the times of Mitzrayim, but even in later generations, as Yimar explains. Yom Reb Shimon Levi Geffen Zu Toira. That's the biggest Matonis that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Shloisha Serigim Ze Be'er Amud Onon Uman. Those are the three big brachos that we had when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. So we had Be'er. That was Bishchus Miriam, Amun Adam Bishchus Aharon HaKohen, Uman was B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. So those are the three supporters of Klal Yisrael at the times of the Midbar. V'kafarachas ol tzenitza eila habikurim. This is referring to the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us when we entered into Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that we had, Baruch Hashem, new crops, new growth, new produce, and from that produce we had to go and bring Bikurim to the base of Mikdash to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the matonis he's giving us. As we had before, these are the kabanos that we were zoiche to have, the wine and the food, and from that we were able to go and give kabanos and nesachim to Kodesh Baruch. Is referring to Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Geffen, meaning Klal Yisrael, and the Tasiya, and he traveled with us, or caused us to travel from Mitzrayim, eventually into the Midbar, and eventually into Eretz Yisrael. Shloisha Sarigim Elu Shloisha Regolim. This is talking about the three Yom Tovim, She Yisrael, Oyim Vehem B'chol Shonu V'Shonu, that we go up every year to Eretz Yisrael, three Regolim. V'Farachas Olta Nitza, He Giyaz Manam She Yisrael, Lifrois Vel Lirbois. Just like the Nitza is referring to that small little grape, which has not grown yet, it's still in its embryonic infancy state. Here too, Klal Yisrael, you'll have the bracha, this man will come, that you will spread out, and you'll be lifreis v'lirveis, b'makayim, the Indian Apiri v'rivya, all over the world. And Rashi says, she should be keres echad, Rashi in Chumash. Old Tzenitza, he gives man shu Yisrael ligoil. Now the time for the, we're supposed to go and be, eventually get the geula. Like it said in the pasuk, v'yeis nitzcham al begodai, what is this referring to? So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, where Yeshaya Novi is talking about the Osad Lovei, when the time will come, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will finally bring the Geula Shleima. It says in the pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to get so angry at the Goyim, and he's going to step on them, so to speak. If you look at pasuk Zayin in the Torah Ora Sholeim, the Edrachim bi'api, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to get so angry, I'm going to tread on them in my fury, the ermesim, and I'm going to crush them, the chamasi, in my anger, the yez nitzchom al begodai. So the definition of here, nitzach, the word nitzachai, comes of course from the word netzach, but here the word nitzchom means the lifeblood of these umayso oilam, which is their netzach, that's their eternity, it's going to splash on al begodai, on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's begodim kaviyochel. As if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wears begotten. But that's how much blood there's going to be, that it's going to burst forth from these goyim, and it's going to go and spritz on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's begotten. V'chol malbushai egolti. The word egolti, the Gemara is using here in two different forms. It's somewhat of a play on words. Egolti is from Lashon Geula, and also the Lashon egolti is from Lashon migoyal. Migoyal means something which is disgusting, which is repugnant. And so therefore, this pasuk is saying that when eventually Kadosh Baruch Hu takes nekama against the umas ha'olam for all the tzaras that they made to the yidn throughout the generations, including today, so Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and step on them, and then the lifeblood of these umas ha'olam, that nitzcham, is going to splash all over. So the word nitzcham is similar to the word nitza, and as you know, aleph hey ches and ayin are mischalef. So look upon the word nitzah as if it says netzach. So olza nitzah says Yomar higiyas manam she Yisrael ligoil. We will mention the time will come sooner, hopefully rather than later. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the gilish leima, and that's the nitzah. That's the nitzcham that Kadosh Baruch Hu will cause the lifeblood of the umas ha'olam to spritz out, and a golti Kadosh Baruch Hu will both bring the geula for us, and he's going to find their blood and their being to be megoyal, to be disgusting in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. Continue the pasuk of Shilash going to say, Anovim, he gives manashel to Mitzrayim, lishtois kois ha-tareil. The time will come for Mitzrayim to go and drink. Kois ha-tareil means a cup full of poison, a full of bad potion. Behind the Yom Rav, and this is consistent with what Rav has said, that shloisha kois ha-amuris b'Mitzrayim lama. In that dream of the Sarah Mashkim, it says the term kois three times. In fact, the Gemara Masechtas Pesuchim says that's why we have the Arba Koisois, three Koisois from that cholim, together with benching, koish brachas, you have four altogether. Anyway, so you have three times the word kois in that pasuk. Lama, what does that come to tell you? Echad sheshasim b'may Moshev, yechad sheshasim b'may pari nechoy, v'yechad shasida lishtois im kolu oivde kechav. So these three koises are a prophecy, a nevuah, that eventually Mitzrayim is going to drink the three koisatar elos, those koises full of the poison for all the bad things that they did to us. So one of them was Shoshasim Meparah, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they were all killed in the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Asara Makos, etc. The actual Shoshasim Meparah Nechoy is referring to the times of Nebuchadnezzar. The Nebuchadnezzar is going to go and smite Parah Nechoy and Mitzrayim. And finally, Shasid Alishdeisim Kolev Dechavim, at the time of the Gulish Lema, Egypt, together with all the other Umas Ha'olam, are going to get their punishment for all the tourists that they did to us over the years.
How come he's called Parah Nechoy?
That's what it says in Tanakh. I think it's that he was short, a midget or something like that. But as we say in Tanakh, that Lashon. Anyway, the Rashi brings, let's see, do we have it here in the Yom Shulchani? Nun. But it's my Rashi here. The Rambam Adoshi Dibra Hashem Yaman. Are we? Lovoy Hakas Edge. That's right. This is a pasuk in Yermia. Rashi quotes part of the pasuk in the middle of the Amid. Par Nechoy Shechriva Nevuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was Machriv Mitzrayim as well as Par Nechoy. And the pasuk says Rashi only quotes three or four words. My Gemara has a Torah Ora Sholem even on the Rashi's, and that's Ois Nun. Hadavar Shadibra Hashem El Yirmiyahu Anavi. This was a nevuah given to Yirmiyahu. Lovoy Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Lahakis is Eretz Mitzrayim. Time will come, Nebuchadnezzar is going to come. Nebuchadrezzar is going to come, and he's going to smite Eretz Mitzrayim and its king, who at that time was Parah Nechoy. Anyway, continuing on, Zoktimor Avaiter, Omalei Rebab Lebir Mubarak. So now, this most recent pshat in the dream of Yosef HaTzadik, the Shloisha Serigim, etc. As you saw, we had about 8 or 9 different pshatim. So one of the most recent pshatim was Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. That's about 8 lines into the wide lines, right on top of where we are in the Gemara. Just go up 8 lines, or go down 8 lines from the beginning of the wide lines. You see, it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Omar, Gefen Eli Yisrael, V'chein Oim, Gefen Tzayim Tassiyah, Shloisha Serigim, Shloisha Grolim, etc. So our Gemara says, Omli Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Dorish Lahu Rav Lahani Kroy Bagadata Kavosich Dorish Lahu. So the Baba said, when Rav would go and hold a shir, a drasha in Agada, referring to this pasuk, of all of the various drashas that we've just had now, he would say the drasha like you just said, Kabir Baraba. So he's giving him a big compliment. The Rav darshan it the same way. Omer B'Shimon Lakish, Umazuki Gefen Nimshala. This nation, meaning Klal Yisrael, is Nimshal to Geffen. Zmoyre Sheba Eilu Balabatim. These are the Balabatim, which we referred to earlier on in the Gemara at the very outset. We talked about they were called then Saregeim, but here are the Balabatim, meaning the people that have funds and are able to go and support others. Rashi says in the middle of the Omid, just like the, what means Balabatim? Let's look at the Rashi if you see. Zmoyre Sheba Eilu Balabatim. Just passed halfway down the Omen and the Rashis. Tama hazmoira hazu, moitzia lulavim, a zmoira, the branch inside the Geffen, inside the vineyard. It's moitzia lulavim, shoots va'alim and leaves upeiri and peirois v'ikr ha'geffen, that's the ikr. Kach balabatim goimli chesed, umachzikim yedei aniyim, umafazrim mamoinim lamalchus bishvul acheyem, umiskaim malyodim. These are the big wealthy individuals in every generation who are great philanthropists who go and give lots of money to go and support not only Aniyim directly, but even to the government so that they should funnel the funds through other programs to be able to help out our brothers. And Miskai Mal Yodam, so the Kiyam of our Yiddish brothers are because of these grace of Balabatim. So these are the big Sarigim, the big Zmoirais that are holding up all the rest. Continuing the Gemara, Eshkoilos Sheba Eilu Tamid Chacham. These are the Eshkoilos Tamid Chacham because they're like the cluster of grapes giving out all the Chochmas HaTorah. Alin Sheba, Alin being the leaves, Eilu Ami Ha'aretz. These are the Ami Ha'aretz, and these are not just Stam Amaratzim, But Rashi says these are Amaratzim that are in agriculture, farmers. Kenoiknois Sheba, Elu Reikonim Shebi Yisrael. Kenoiknois are, says Rashi, Vidlaish Vilechoz Lamidi. In other words, when you go into any type of tree or any type of fruit, when we buy it in the store, of course, all of it has already been removed. But typically, besides the branches, besides the leaves, they're like little strings sticking out. And those strings are called the Kenoiknois Sheba, which are very insignificant. Rashi says, Lechoz Lamidi. Why Kodesh Baruch Hu created it that way, only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. But these really don't develop into anything. Ultimately, they just fall away, or you cut it away. So the Kenoiknois Sheba, Eilu Rikonim Shebi Yisrael, the Rikonim that are Grois Amaratzim, that they really are, in a sense, worthless. They have nothing to show for themselves. And that's why they sent from Eretz Yisrael, Liboy Rachmim Iskalia Al Aliyah. Iskali is referring to the Eshkoilos, and the Eshkoilos are the Tamid Chacham. Al Aliyah are the Alim, those are the leaves, and those leaves are referring to the Amaret. So then the Eshkoilos Mispalel on the Amaratim. Why should they Mispalel? Because Amaratim, we said before, are the farmers. The Ilmole Aliyah, if we wouldn't have the farmers that produced the food, like Miskaim and Iskalia, then you wouldn't have the Eshkoilos, you wouldn't have the Tamid Chacham. In kemach, in Torah. You have to have the kemach. First, you have to have the bread and the butter to be able to go and eat. And as a result of having sufficient gashmis, you don't necessarily have to have luxuries, but at least you have to have the kemach. Once you have the kemach, then you can have Torah, then people can go and sit and learn. But if they don't have the basics, if they don't even have food, then they don't have koyach to learn. They don't have koyach to do anything. So that's why the Tamid Chacham should go and ask Rachmim on behalf of the farmers that they should all be successful in their endeavors, so that should be food for the whole world. Okay, so now we basically went through that pasuk in great detail with so many different pshatim, and now we go to a different pasuk. This is a pasuk in Hosea, and it said in that pasuk, "Vo'ekorea li b'chamisha aser kosef v'chaymes sa'irim v'lesach sa'irim." Now the word "ve'ekorea li," the word "kriya," usually means to dig. However, our Gemara is going to interpret the word "ve'ekorea" like the term that we find in the Torah, the kivri asher karisili. Karisili is referring to lashon mechira or lashon kniya. Ve'ekorea li, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says, and I bought for me klal Yisrael b'chamisha asar for 15 kesef. Sounds like that's a denomination, 15 kesef. As however, the Gemara is going to darshan that totally differently. The chamisha asar is referring to Pesach, the 15th day of Nisan, when Kadosh Baruch Hu was acquired Klal Yisrael as his Yiddish folk, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, like the Gemara darshans. Om Rav Yoichem Hashem Rav Shimon Yoitzadek, the word Be'akura Ali, Ein Kira El Lashon Mechira, the word Kira is like Mechira, Shenemar, Be'kivri Asher Karisi Li, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shoma Tikbarein. This is, of course, a posik where Yaakov Avinu said to Klal Yisrael, I want you to go and bury me in that caver, Poshib Shada Karisili, that I dug for myself, Eretz Kinoan. However, Chazal Darshan and Asher Karisi, that I purchased. Now, who did Yaakov Avinu purchase this from? After all, we're talking about a caver in the Kibri Ovois in Moritz Machpelah. Who paid for the Moritz Machpelah? Avram Avinu. It wasn't Yaakov. So what are we talking about that Yaakov bought it? Says Rashi, he bought his chelik from Esav, as we know, and from other Gemaras, that Esav Rasha protested and said, oh, this caver belongs to me. After all, I'm a son of Yitzchak, just like Yaakov is. Why should Yaakov get this exalted spot here in the Moritz Machpelah? So he, Yaakovina, had to go and pay Esav for the caver. So that's the Karisi that he purchased it. And, continuing the Pasik, that's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu acquired the Jews as his nation, when he redeemed them from Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, on Pesach. That's in the schus of the tzaddikim of future years. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. How do I know the kesef referring to tzaddikim? He took the tzarar kesef in his hand. Now what is this tzarar kesef he took in his hand? So Rashi goes off a little bit on a tangent, but since it's a very beautiful Rashi, All Rashi's are beautiful. Why don't we just stop over here for a short moment and we look at the Rashi Tzoror HaKesef. Oh, by the way, the previous Rashi, Ashakarisi Li, it's about three quarters down the Amid, Ashakarisi Li, Kanisi, I bought it, Kinamarinan in Saita, the Yaakov, Zavna Me'esef. That's what we spoke about before. That Yaakov bought his plots in the Moris Machpelah from Esav HaRasha. What's the Tzoror HaKesef B'chelik in Perek Chelik? Last parak in Sanhedrin, Mefashin Le Mitzadikim, Tisholchu Le, Mefashin Le Mitzadikim, Tisholchu Le Amun Amoyev Le Muchanetzar. Amun Amoyev sent a message to Muchanetzar, Kidishomu Le Nevi'im, this Nabu Bechurbana. They heard about the Nevuah of Yeshaya and of Yermiah, especially of Yermiah, that spoke about the future Charbon. So said now Amun Amoyev, apparently they learned the Bible in their Bible classes. So they called Nebuchadnezzar and said, hey, Toach Revinu, since the Nevi'im have already told prophecy, Nevuah, about the Charbon, why don't you do it already now? You know, let's not wait for another 50 years. You're the strongest now in the generation. Go and be Machrev, Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael. Sholach Lehus, and Nebuchadnezzar wrote back, Mistafina mi'eli kehoin. I'm afraid of their God, meaning of Rabbi Yishlal. Sholach Leis, Amun Amoyev sent back, Einu ish beveise, Kodesh Baruch Hu is no longer at home. Sholach, in other words, he's no longer concerned about Klal Yisrael. He's, after all, given the nevuah to the Nevi'im that he's going to be allowed for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to become Charev. Sholach Lehu, so Nebuchadnezzar sent back, Bekreva Asi. He may be away, maybe he's on vacation, Einu ish beveise, but Bekreva, if there's going to be a battle, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be right back and smack in the center of things, and he's going to chas v'sholem, going to be macher of me, Nebuchadnezzar. Shol chulei, so they sent back, holach b'derech meirachei, he's far away, he went to Africa, it's going to take him a while for him to return. Sholach lehu, so Nebuchadnezzar said, ika tzadiki deboy rachmi, they're tzadikim that are in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to go and ask for rachmanis, meaning they're going to daven to Hashem, Hashem should come back on a supersonic jet to go and save Klal Yisrael. Shol chulei, so they wrote back, Amun Amoyev to Nebuchadnezzar, Tzor HaKesef Lokach B'Yodai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took with him his bundle of money. What is he referring to? Tzadikim Shebehem Mimisam. The Tzadikim of yesteryear are no longer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, was Meimis them, and so therefore, they don't have the Tzadikim to Mespal them for them as well. So why did Rashi bring all of this, you know, unrelated to HaGemara, just to go and show us that the Tzor HaKesef is a reference to the Tzadikim that Lokach B'Yodai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them away, so they're no longer around to mispalel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the pasuk finishes off, Choymer Se'oidim V'Lesach Se'oidim. So, again, we started off the Ve'ekra Li B'Chamisha Aser Kosef. I bought for myself for 15 Kesef. Pashup Chad is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol bought a Choymer Se'oidim and Lesach Se'oidim. But since we've already explained the first half of the pasuk differently, so we're now going to explain the choymer and the lesach also differently. As you know, a choymer is the same thing as a kar. Kar is the equivalent of 30 sa'a. Lesach is a half a kar, so that's 15 sa'a. So if you add 30 plus 15, you have 15 kar of, you have 45. You have the sort of choymer is 30, lesach is 15, 30 plus 15, of course, is 45. So now you have 45 sa'a of sa'irim of barley. Says Yomar, what is this reference referring to? That there are 45 tzadikim in every generation. Yes, we all know about the Lamed Vav tzadikim, the 36, but that's not our Gemara, that's a Gemara, I believe, in Chalik as well, that talks about 36. But our Gemara darshins that there are 45 tzadikim. And v'eini yedea im shloishim kan v'tes vav b'eretz Yisrael, v'im shloishim b'eretz Yisrael v'tes vav kan. I don't know how do you divide it up, 30 and 15. The reason why we're dividing them up is because since the pasuk says choymes oyrim v'lesach oyrim, the choymer is the 30 and the lesach of the 15. Why didn't we just bundle them together? It's a simon that they're subdivided. Some in Eretz Yisrael, some in Chutz Laretz. I don't know whether 30 here, 15 Eretz Yisrael, 30 Eretz Yisrael, and 15 Chutz Laretz. Kishu Moimer, since it says in the pasuk Vayitvek Echa Shloishim HaKesef VaAshlech Oisai Beis Hashem El HaYoitzer, that the Oimer Shloishim be Eretz Yisrael. That even though here it says in the pasuk Yoitzer, Rashi learns that it's talking about the Oitzer. Where is this Rashi? Come Bavel, Rashi doesn't say it, but there's another gear here. Do we have them in the base? Beis. Yesh Mefarshim, that it's who Oitzer and not Hayoitzer. And this is referring to the Oitzer in Yerushalayim, the Oitzer of the Beis Hamikdash, that I threw them there. So therefore, the Shloshim and Kesef are the Shloshim Tzadikim and Eretz Yisrael. Haviyoyim Shloshim Eretz Yisrael. Those are the ones, the Ekosh, Kadosh Baruch Hu took the 30, threw them, in a sense, to the Beis Hashem, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Oitzer, and there are, therefore, the Oitzeris of the Tzadikim in Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Those are the 30, Shloshim. The Tesvav Kan and 15 are here. Here, meaning in Bavel and Chutzlartz. Rabbaye v'rubayu mishtakhi b'bei k'nishna d'tusei afsa. Roiv of these 30 tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael find themselves in the shul, which is underneath afsa. What means afsa, says Rashi? Afsa is yitziyah. Yitziyah means the annex. In other words, they're not in the main sanctuary. They're in the annex to the shul. They're hiding there or learning there, davening there, underneath that afsa, underneath that yitziyah. What does the Gemara mean to say with that? What the Gemara means to say, Sugna Mefarshim, is that not necessarily the tzaddikim that are Mefarshim in every generation are the ones that are the tzaddikim that we're referring to. The 45 tzaddikim could all be tzaddikim nistarim that really are not familiar to the world, but are great, great tzaddikim. You have, especially in Eretz Yisrael, there are people that, both in Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, and I'm sure in many other cities as well, people that are... My wife, for instance, has a cousin whose name is Itzkowitz. He was an Eidim by Rav Vozner Zecharin Levrucha. And this Rav Itzkowitz, he is a Baki B'chol HaTorah Kula. I don't know if it's exactly the same Madrega as Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Hatzal, but very, very close. When Shapsi Frankel went and published his new Rambam, I don't know, 50 years ago, whenever it was, they called this Rabbi Itzkowitz, who at that time was a younger man, and he added to the Mar Mekoymis and the Hagoyis and the Rambam about 10,000 or so Mar Mekoymis from Tanakh, from Shas, from Yerushalmi, from Medrash, from Zohar. He was as a younger man already, he was Baki in significant parts of the Torah. Nobody even heard of him. He sits in his Vinkla in Bnei Brak, Tachas Ufsa, and those are the type of tzaddikim we're talking about. And there are Baruch Hashem others like that, and they're very happy that they're not Mefarshim. Because this Rabbi Itzkowitz said, if I'd be Mefarshim, you know what happened? The people would be standing online every single day, just like by Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Chaim Levrucha, would take away an hour, two or three from his time from learning. Anyway, but continue on, behind the Ichziv, and that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'yoymer aleihem, V'oymer aleihem, im toiv beinechem hov schori, v'imloi chadelu, v'yishkelu es schori shloishim kesef. What does this mean? So Rashi says, this is the Vu of Zecharia, and this is referring to the La'asa Lavoi, that I'm going to tell them at that point, you, Goyim, I want you to return to me the Tzaddikim, because it's because of the Tzaddikim, that's why you were able to prosper in this world. In other words, because the Tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, you were able to prosper in this world. Zat Moichu Mantayra Yid, if you'd be a little bit quieter, I'm sorry. This is specially made for the Shir. You're welcome to stay here. I love you, but please just a little quiet. Thank you. And I said to the Goyim at the time, if you want to, havus chori. Rashi says havus chori means give me back my tzaddikim, that you're going to be mekabel schar on allowing them to be around. Look at the Rashi, about 8 lines from the bottom. Havus chori, hechzir li tzaddikim shehayisem mekablam aleihem schar. It's because of the tzaddikim that you were able to survive and prosper in this world, so give them back to me. Vimloy, and if not, chadelu, you're going to stop. Vayishkelu es chori shloshim kosef, and I got back my schar shloshim kosef. These are the 30 tzaddikim that we spoke about in Eretz Yisrael, that the umas ha'olam are going to return to us, la'asad lovay. Rabbi Yehuda oyme elu shloshim tzaddikim umas ha'olam, shumas ha'olam miskaimim aleihem. So Parshat Shat means among them that they have their tzaddikim. Ura means the tzaddikim that were within the Umas Olam, in other words, who were in Golis together with the rest of us. That's what allowed the world to prosper. Even the Goyim were able to prosper in the schus of our tzaddikim. Ula Omar. Sorry, verse 60.
They're Umas Olam or they're...
Parshim Pshat Nigmar means tzaddikim Umas Olam, these tzaddikim among the Umas Olam. However, the art scroll brings Pshatim down below that it's referring to the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, and these were the ones that gave support to the one. They were saturated, they were embedded within the Umas Olam, and when they were embedded, they allowed the Umas Olam to prosper in their schus.
So they're regular tzaddikim.
Regular tzaddikim. Oh. A grace tzaddikim.
Me whatever,
yeah. Exactly. Tzaddikim of Kais. Ula Amar, Eilish Loisha Mitzvah, Shekibla Aleim B'nei Noyech, Vein Mekayman Elish Loisha. When we said in this pasuk that Vayishkelu Eschori Shloishim Kosef, this is referring to the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael 30 mitzvahs, not to Klal Yisrael, to B'nei Noyech, 30 mitzvahs. Now we are always familiar with the Sheva mitzvah B'nei Noyech. What are these 30 mitzvahs that the Gemara is referring to? So you and I are in good company, because if you look at the last Rashi, Rashi says Shloishim Mitzvahs, Loi Nisparshu, I don't know what those 30 mitzvahs are. U'mehachachu dekoyalef. And that there is this inyan of 30 mitzvahs, that's our Gemara. So if anybody ever tells you the Umas Olam got 30 mitzvahs, I don't know what they are, says Rashi, but that's a reference to our Gemara. But you notice in the Rashi there's an Aleph, and then Aleph takes us to Rabbi Tzal Ransburg. Rabbi Tzal Ransburg says, Ayin in Aseres Asorim Mamores. Asorim Mamores is a sefer written by Maharam Mipano, who was a Rishoin. And Maharam Mipano, in fact, goes and collects together 30 mitzvahs. And for those of you that don't have all the Svarim of Maharam Mipanoi, the art scroll did a wonderful job in listing all the 30 in a footnote here in the Gemara. And they're all, says Maharam Mipano, they're all based on the Gemaras in Masechta Sanhedrin, where they talk about the mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach. So it's in addition to the 7, there are 23 more. So Ayin in the... both in the Hebrew edition and the art, in the English edition, the art scroll, they enumerate from the Maharam Mipano all the 30 mitzvahs that Bnei Noach were mekabel originally. They mekayimen, but only mekayim al shloisha, only 3 out of those 30. What are those 3? Achash ein koisven ksuba l'scharim, the achash ein choik l'baster hameis, the makoilin, the achash ein mechabdin es hatoy. Brother Shai, do you want to enumerate them? Is that what you're saying in the background?
No, I'm just saying it's so much that situation today.
Exactly right. So, what are the 3 that they're Mekayim? Even though, says Rashi, unfortunately, the Goyim are Choshed L'Mishkav Zohar. Unfortunately, we know that that is a problem among the Umas Olam, and many of them, in fact, marry men to men. But at least until our generation, it wasn't legislated, it wasn't official. In fact, there used to be an aveira on the secular law books of sodomy. And sodomy means that they acted like sidoim, that you had the tzchorim living together with one another. But at least it wasn't a legal situation. It was, unfortunately, something that was prevalent among the Umas Olam. But nowadays, unfortunately, koisik suba, you can go and get a ganze wedding ceremony, and you can even go and get a galach who's going to go and perform it, because galach himself happens to be oisik and mishkav zuchar. So, anyway... So that was at least one of the schusim that they had in yesteryear. The achash ein shoiklim psar hameis b'makulin, and one that they were not shoiklim psar hameis, meaning this psar hameis, first pshat of Rashi is talking about a person rachman litzlan. It doesn't say psar nevela, psar hameis, that unfortunately the goyim were cannibals, but at least when they were, exactly, in Yiddish mentioned fressers. So the aborigines, the cannibals, ate up people, rachman litzlan, but at least they had the derech eretz not to go and sell a piece of human flesh out in the meat market. The achash mechabed the Torah, one that they're mechabed the Torah. That this about the inkoisin ksubel l'scharim, this reminds me of a story we had. I won't mention his name. There was an assembly speaker here in New York who passed away a few years ago, who was from the Lower East Side, and he was a frumayit. And according to, I didn't know him personally, but they said that he did tremendous, tremendous toivis for a lot of Yechidim and for a lot of Moises, and that he was a wonderful person in terms of being a goyim al chesed. But he was assembly speaker for 20 or 30 or 40 years, and towards the end of his assembly speakerhood, the majority of the assemblymen all became tzedrites, as Democrats with all their crazy progressive views, and they were the ones that legislated the legal marriage for gay marriages. This assembly speaker went and then afterwards got up and he championed and says, oh, you see, New York has become progressive and this is such a wonderful thing, freedom for all the people and blah, 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 blah. And I remember my brother, Zayn Gesund, wrote that assembly speaker a very, very strong letter saying, you know, it's one thing to go and go with the flow. Unfortunately, the majority of the assembly is Zechahul Tzedrai to mention, so what can you do? But then to go and, you know, get on the microphone and say, this is a wonderful day for New York and with freedom and da-da-da-da. This is a Chil Hashem She'en Kamayu. This is terrible, 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 terrible. Anyway, we all know that unfortunately that assembly speaker had a downfall shortly thereafter, not because of this Mishkav Zohar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, camouflaged it with some other fraud situation, whatever. With that fraud is probably the same that every single politician engages in. Sorry, politicians, don't be offended. But some private deal, he's going to get a benefit from some government legislation. An Irishkeit. But anyway, because of that, he went to prison for who knows how many years. Nebuch, he passed away. So, legislating Ksuva L'Scharim led to his downfall. Finally, the Achashim Mechabdinus of Torah. Where do we see that the Goyim Mechabd the Torah? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal writes in his Igros Moshe, because the Christians, especially the early Christians, they went and defended their New Testament based on Psukim in Yeremiah and Yeshaya and other places where they said, oh, says in Pusik and Yeshaya and in Tilim, Bris Chadosha. That Bris Chadosha is they make from that the New Testament, that there's going to be a new God, Rachmon Litzlan, Yoshka, and all of his disciples and all his Gospels. All of that, they bring many, many Ramazim from our Torah. But if they hold our Torah as Gunish, then why bring Ramazim? Says Rav Moshe, that's what the Gemara is referring to, that of the three things that the Goyim kept, Mechabdas HaTorah, the Mechabdas HaTorah, in terms of, they say, yeah, the Jewish Bible, that's the really bona fide, that's the Old Testament, and then Lahavdil, they added on their so-called New Testament. Anyway, we have now completed fascinating Agadata, and now we're back to business, so to speak. We're back to the inyan of our perek, Gid HaNosha. And it said in our Mishnah, the Gid HaNosha is only shaykh by behemoth and chayis, and it's not noyig by oifais. What's the reason why? Says the Mishnah, because they don't have the kaf hayorech. They have a yerech, obviously, but they don't have a kaf hayorech. So it's Yomara. But Chazin and Islay, we do see that they have such a kaf. So it's my Islay Veloi Ogil. In other words, yes, both the gid as well as flesh of the animal, as well in the case of the oifites, are covering the yerech. True, and that's the kaf. However, the difference between the flesh in the animal and the flesh in the oifis is if the flesh is rounded in a circular manner. In the case of the behemoth, yes, you see that it's a circle, and therefore it's ogil. Masha Enkein, when you go to the oifis, it's just lying there, it's not round, it's not circular. So that's what the Mishnah meant, that the oif is different, it doesn't have a din of Gid HaNoshe. And now we have a classic Rabbi Yirmiyah. As you know, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked questions throughout Shas, which, because he wanted to go and relieve people. Unfortunately, the doidus that Rabbi Yirmiyah lived in, there was a lot of depression and a lot of distress. So from time to time, he would go and try to pepper up the oilim with interesting shaylas. Is boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Islay li oif vi ogil, Islay le behem of loy ogil, mai. We're now distinguishing between an oif that does not have that ogil kafa yorech and the behemoth that does have the ogil kafa yorech. And therefore we're saying that vis-a-vis the oifois, it doesn't have a gid hanoshe, but behemoth does have a gid hanoshe. What happens if a Kadosh Baruch Hu created an oif and you look inside, you shechted it, you open it up and say, wow, I can't believe it. The gid hanoshe is on a kaf hayorech in an oif, which I've never seen in my life. Normally a kaf is only in a behema, not an oif. Or fakert, you opened up a behema, and you see that it has, of course, the gid hanoshe on top of the yerech, but there's no kaf. That flesh of the animal is just flat. It's not round. It's not circular. My, what's the dip? But the deal is in it. You go after that particular oif and that particular behema, and therefore that particular oif has a gid hanoshe, and the behema does not have a gid hanoshe. In other words, a halachic gid hanoshe. Oy basamina yazlina, come on. Don't look at each individual oif and behemi. Look at the species generally. When it comes to oifis, there's no gid hanoshe. When it comes to behemis, there is. Teiku, you got to wait for Leo and Novi to come and be pushed.
How can that be? We had a principle earlier on Cholin. If you find a kolut, the son of a behema, of a kosher.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't say minatar tahar. Mm-hmm. If something is kosher, the kosher species, you go buster mina in kashrus.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the teiku?
Okay, so that the gemara that you're referring to, the kolut, the me'e'ima, you brought Rab Shimba Yechoi, if you recall, he had two halachas. He had one halacha if it's still in the betan and still in the mami, or in the womb, or if it's come out. He said, if it has come out already, then that kolit, in fact, is treif. If the kolit is still inside, it's still a vlad or a shlil. Biyarchima, then it's kosher. So you see that even those that hold that kolit, then paro, vas paro, whatever, have the same, even there you don't automatically say, hayoytze min ha-thing is yoytze min kodesh or kodesh. Yeah. If you look on Samach Chesam Adbeis, smack in the middle of the Omid, right in the middle, Barry, you see it says over there, the Kolit the Meipari. You see that's the beginning of the line. Kolit Meipari. Valiv Reb Shimon, the Omid Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Yechoi says, Kolit Ben Para is awesome. Even though it's, as you said, Hayoitz Minator is Tar, he passes Kolit Ben Para, it's awesome. Hani Milek Liyot Zavar Oilam, Meimoy Ed Shari. So you see, even in this halacha, it depends. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So, says our Gemara, Noig Bishlil. So we continue on in the Mishnah, that Noig Bishlil means that you have the Gira Nosha by Shlil. We had a machloikis about that in the Mishnah, right? The Tanakhama said Noig Bishlil, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Einoi Noig Bishlil, and Rabbi Yudah continued on, V'chelboi Mutter. And the chelav of this the Shlil, meaning of the Vlad inside the animal, Penpekua, Vlad, one has a number of different names for it, they're all synonymous. So Einoig Bishlil, V'chelboi Mutter, both the Gira Nosh is not Noig Bishlil, and the Chelev is not Noig Bishlil. According to Yehuda, according to Tanakama, the Noig Bishlil. Now it doesn't say in our Mishnah what the Tanakama holds the Gabi the Chelev. We see clearly a Machloik is the Gabi Shlil. What's the din of the Chelev? And that's going to be now the topic of discussion. Omishmul, V'chelboi Mutter L'Dibriya Koil. The Chelev of a Shlil, even though by the Gira Nosh there's a Machloik is, by the Chelev everybody agrees that that's Mutalach, Mutchal, Mitlach.
Thank you, Mark. The entire
I'm glad that you're asking, because Yimar, in fact, also is exploring Chalbedemai. Which Chalav are you referring to? Ilaim the Shlil, are we talking about the Chalav which finds itself in the Shlil itself? And you're saying that just like the Giranosha, according to one man, the Yomar, contributed, the Giranosha is Mutter. Then according to everybody, the chaylev of the shlil is mutter. There's a machloikis. The sign we have in the braisa. Noyig bishlil. Noyig is referring to the gid and nosh is noyig bishlil. V'chal bayasr. Dibre meir. Reb Yudah Omer ain't a noyig bishlil. V'chal bay mutter. Ah, so we have a machloikis talking about both of them. Here Shmuel said the only machloikis is the gabi the gid and nosh. I see a befeirish braisa that no, there's a machloikis not only the gabi the shlil, but also not only the gabi the gid and nosh in the shlil, but also legabe the chaylev in the shlil. If Shmuel is referring to the chaylev in the shlil, how could he say mutter d'vriyat koil if the machloikis? The Amr of Lazam Rabbi Oishir, Rabbi Oishir is explaining the basis of the machloikis of Meir Rabbi Yehuda, machloikis of Ben Tisha Chai. What does he mean by that? This Ben Tisha Chai is referring to a Ben Pekua. As we all know, generally, we all understand that the halacha by ben pekua. What's meant to ben pekua? Ben pekua means that you shechted a female animal, and then you, lo and behold, as you open up the animal, you see that inside the rechem of that female animal is a lebedika ben tes chai. And that lebedika ben tes chai says, it's enough, I've been here for the last 5 months or 9 months, ben megasa, I'm out of here. And he jumps up, and he runs out. Okay, and I catch it. The question is, does it require now shechita or not? So, big machloikis, the Rabbanon hold that it does not require shechita, because since it was inside the mami's belly, inside the rechem, when the mami was geshachten, it's like any other part of the mami that is now mutter as a result of the shechita. Just like the forelegs and the hind legs and the reya and the tchoil and everything else inside the mami is mutter as a result of the shechita, this ben pekua is also mutter as a result of the shechita. That's according to the Rabban. Ramey, as you recall, disagreed, and he said, no, Ben Pekua does require its own shechita after all, and it doesn't become bottled to the mami. Ah, so says Yimara, that's the basis of the machloikis here between Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Ramey, that says the Ben Pekua is a separate animal b'fnei atzmai and doesn't get the benefit of the shechita so'ein, so then the Ben Pekua has all the dinim of a regular animal. So it's chaylev and it's kid hanosha. Everything in this ben pekua, even though it's a baby, It's going to grow with time, but in the baby, makes no difference. Same halacha is just like the mommy animal. Same thing over here too. It requires its own shechita. You're going to have to devein and take out all the chalim. You're going to have to take out the yiranosha, etc., etc. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's like the Rabbanan, or the Rabbanan, that is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Ben Pekuah is bottled to the mami, and just like the mami is kosher as a result of the Shechita Se'ein, that Ben Pekuah also becomes kosher with Shechita Se'ein. Ah, so it's not a separate entity on its own. It's just like another organ. It's as if the animal had a fifth leg, that type of concept. No, Oibazois, and the Din of Chelem and the Din of Ginanosha does not apply, because that applies to a live behema on its own, b'fnei atzmai, and not if it's part and parcel of the mami. So there is no din of chalev, and there is no din of gira nosha, according to Behuda, in a shlil. So getting back to your question, Barry, zero, no chalev whatsoever, from nose to toes. Any chalev, according to Behuda, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Nothing to do with the gira nosha, all because of the fact that it's a ben pekuah, you can go and eat from the whole thing. So, bottom line is, so that, start again. Shmuel said chalev mutter according to everybody. So we were asking, which chalev are we talking about? Are we talking about the chalev of the shlil, which is the chalev what we're talking about, because we're talking about the gira nosha of the shlil, so probably talking about the chalev of the shlil. And therefore, freight to Gemara, is that what Shmuel said? Everybody holds mutter. I see befeish from the brayza that it's machlokes or may enter of Yehuda. The ela chalev by the git. It must be talking about the chalev of the gid itself, meaning that the gid is embedded in chalev, and the question is, that chalev in which the gid lies on top and then gets embedded as it travels down the leg, what's the status of that chalev? Oh, so that Shmuel says, well, that chalev, according to everybody, is mutalach, mutalach. So we're not talking about shlil anymore. We're talking about chalev of a gid hanosha. Frank Timura, that's the Riyakolim if it pleba. That alters the machlokes, the sanya. Gid hanoshe mechatet achr b'chol mokim shehu v'choytech shmanoi mei koroi divra meir. The meir says that this gid hanoshe is like uviyar taharami kirbecha. You have to eradicate every trace of gid hanoshe mechatet achrav. You got to go as deep as you have to go, all the way down from the top thigh into the bottom thigh, towards the feet, towards the legs, all the way in the bottom. You got to take everything out. And not only that, also the shuman, meaning all of the shaman, meaning all of the chedav arum and arum, meikaroi, there shouldn't be a drop left. Divremeh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, nah, goimimoy im hashoifi. All you have to do is you have to, at the top, just level off where it's sticking out, that gid hanosha, as well as the upper chedav. Goimoy always means to kind of skim off from the top. Now, Rashi says something fascinating, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser of Gid HaNosha is not the whole Gid HaNosha. It's only a shtikula of the Gid HaNosha, that's on top. But all the rest of it is mutter. Really, that's what Rashi says. See Rashi next to us, Goymoy im HaShoifi. Look, Rashi, Shoifi means the upper level of flesh that you have there on the Kaf HaYorech. So Rashi says, Goymoy im HaShoifi, HaChilav HaGvoye, V'nira al HaShoifi, the chilav that you find there on top of the Shoifi, on top of the initial flesh, which is on the Kaf HaYorech, goimimoy, you go and cut that off, in other words, you skim it off, umashlichoy, that's already beyond the gid. Besides the gid itself, you have to go and cut off that upper piece of chalev on top, so people shouldn't think you're eating from the gid. But now the key word, avul ikroy, v'sharosh shel shuman, v'shel gid mutarin. The rest of the gid, which is embedded deep into the chalev, into the kaf hayorech, and goes lower down the... You're allowed to eat that. That's not a problem. It's only that upper gid and that upper piece of chalev on the top, that you have to go and take off. But as the gid slides down, goes down towards the bottom of the leg, all the rest of that gid is mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So it's not only a machlokes, it's the gabe, the chalev, where a meir says, get rid of not only the entire gid hanosha, b'chol mokim shehu, and the chalev in which it is embedded, or in which it's on top, on the bottom. But that's Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, quite to the contrary. You're allowed to go and eat 95% of the chalev. It's only that top little piece that you got to level off, skim off, together with hashtikol, gira nosha on top. Everything else is mutter. Yeah. So what did Shmuel save chalev mutter divrei hakol? Everything in li oilam chelbe to get. We're talking about not the shlil, but talking this second shot, the chelbe to get. is a chamachlekes. Amoy de Shmuel de Rameya midraban and osur. Be'emesin, says Shmuel, min ha toira. Everybody agrees. Say Rameya, say Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat the ganze chaylev around the gid, wherever the gid is embedded. You can eat the ganze geshaft. Amoy de Shmuel de Rameya midraban, but midraban and you're not allowed to. Where did we find this? The Sanya. V'shamli mutter. We had this thing more the other day. The shuman around the chaylev is min ha-toyra. The chaylev around the gir ha-nosha is mutter min ha-toyra. V'Yisrael kedoish im noa goboy isra. That's exeret rabbanan, that people shouldn't go and think that the person is eating the gir ha-nosha or is eating chaylev. So therefore, all of that shuman around the gir is also awesome, but mid rabban, not min ha-toyra. And so therefore, when Shmuel said the chaylev mutter divrei kol, he means min ha-toyra. But Avada Midrabani agrees that Rameir holds that it's also like we just said in the Brice. Zukti Mara. Now, it doesn't say in this Brice, so who's the Tana of the Brice? Just if Shamli Mutri Yisrael Kadosh no Goiser, my love Rameir. Oh, so that fits very well into what Shmuel said, that Minatoyra, everybody holds Chedav is Mutri, right. Even Rameir. Frankie Marmimai, who says? Dem Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe this brisa is follows up on the previous brisa. The previous brisa holds min ha-toyra goyimai emashoyfi, and then it's what midrabana. No, kedoshim yisrael kedoshim no goy iser. So this brisa is already drabanan after that brisa. But maybe avder meyer midrisa nami yosef, and so therefore Shmuel is wrong when Shmuel said chel bimutl devrakol. It's not true. Rav Meir holds min ha-toyra. It's aser. That cannot be the pshat. Why not? This I have yet another brisa. You gotta go and scrape, and you have to eradicate, and you have to extricate, and you have to do whatever you can to exterminate any part of the Ginnosh Bechon Mokim Shehu. Notice this is word for word the same lashon that a mayor used in that first brisa, right? Ginnosh Mechatet Achrav Bechon Mokim Shehu. And then he continues on this brisa, the Shamli Mutter, and the Shemin is Mutter. Ooh, Shemin is Mutter? Go back to the mayor. And you got to uproot all the shaman, meaning all of the chaylev, etc. Not just the. So here's the shaman mutter. Man shaman leiti islei chatita. Who's the one that said that you have to go and eradicate every little piece of gira nasha? Rameir. They call me shaman mutter. He said the shaman is mutter. But before he said the shaman is aser. Oh, that's now Shmuel speaking. Shmuel says that everybody agrees with him in Atoira. The chaylev of the gid is mutter. You're right. Midraban and Rameir is a grace of Machmer and says, get out all of that as well, because the Yisrael Kedoshim hain, no agu boy is.
So talk about the around Gid and Esher, of a normal animal or a Ben Pekua Shlil?
The regular animal. The first, the Shlil, that was the first shot.
Even a regular animal, the as long as you get out the actual, you trigger out the actual Gid and Esher, it's Shuman, it's not Caleb.
According to Rameir Min HaToyr, Bidiyavad, not Bidiyavad, Midrabanan, everybody agrees that that's awesome. Everybody agrees it's awesome. Okay, so no, not everybody. According to this final pshat, the contribute it's like a mutter, but we paskin like Rameir that midrabanan it's osir because Yisrael kedoshim. Okay, so you're not allowed to eat that chaylev. Bottom line, Amar Yisrael Mashmul Bamar to Omerat. We also tell you El Knuk Nois Shaba. The Vus Mind Knuk Nois. If you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, Gidim Dakim HaHolchin BaUrech HaYorech Mitachas HaBosar MiGirachitzel GirapNimi. The hain ain't wasur and the fish ain't rakin, the nois them tam. So Rav says something which is very logical, but something which is, what does the modern generation call it? It's amazing. What's so amazing? What he's saying is the real giranosha, you're allowed to eat. You know why you're allowed to eat? Because you can't eat it anyway. It's as hard as a rock, or as the Gemara says, it's hard as a piece of wood. Can you eat a piece of wood? Come on. So, if you're desperate and you have nothing else to eat, you'll chop on the wood. But wood is not edible, of course. So when the Torah says, Al Kei Le'yoichu B'nei Yisrael, this Gin HaNosha, says our Gemara in the name of Rav, that Gin HaNosha, the hard sciatic nerve that you pull out and devein, that in itself, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to cook it, because it's Ein Begin B'nei Sintam. And it's a shtickle eight. It's gunish. So what did the Torah say now that it gets the knuk nishabai? Knuk nishabai means as the sciatic nerve, as the ginanosha goes lower and lower into the body of the animal, it splits up into small, little, little gins, little sinews, little tendons, little whatever these things are called, those are the ones that are usher. Min ha-toyre. Why those usher min ha-toyre, says Rashi? Because those are already rakin. Those are already edible. The noisen tam, if you cook them, uy, ganz geschmack. That's what the Torah asked. We asked the Torah, "Kenuk mishumay." As they zukra, ulo amar chas v'sholim eitzu. The ganze giranoshe bakel mikol kov from the top to the bottom is ul osim in the Torah. Aye, it's eight. The Torah chayvel it's a gzeirus akosiv. Some eitzim you're allowed to eat. Some eitzim not allowed to eat. I'm sorry. Don't take offense. Excuse me. So the good to see you. Hatzlach rab. Eitzu the Torah chayvel of it's a shtik eitz, but the Torah gave a gzeirus akosiv. This eitz you're not allowed to eat. So, Rabbi Sai, if you were to eat that giranosha, do not make a boirei pri ha'etz. Because this eight, the Torah said, metunish asin. You're not allowed to eat this eight. Azei zog tula. Am Rabbi, kavasi de ula mestavra. I heard Rav and I heard Ula. It's more mestavra like Ula. The Am Rav Sheshes, Am Rav Asi. Chutin shebechelev asurim, vein chayoven aleihen. In the chelev, if you ever have a shtik chelev, most of us never see chelev because it's already getreibet, they take it out already when they devein and they take all the chelev out, but in the chelev there are like chutim, like threads, like hairs that are passing through that chelev. All of those are osur, but they're osur midrabonon, they're not osur min ha-toyra, therefore l'chein chayov and aleihem, you do not get kores. As we know, kol oichel chelev, v'n nichres osur doon the din from kores, but not on these chutim shebechelev. Why? Because although it's asur metunish esed chuliva, says Rashi, Asura midrabonon, then chayav and aleihem kores, but it's not osur min ha-toyra. Ah, so you see that chutim shebechelev are different than the chelev itself. Al mechelev rachmona v'loy chutin. So you see the Torah distinguishes between kikol oichel chelev as opposed to the chutin shebechelev. Hachanami gidom rachmona v'loy knuknois. When the Torah is referring to the iser, we're talking about the gid hanosha itself. That's the riot to ula that we're talking about, not just the knuknois. We're talking about the gid itself. The gid aiz a shtikl eitz, eitzu va Torah chayva olav. Similarly, not only chutin shebechelev shebekulia, kulia are the kloyos, the kidneys, and Yiddish the nirin shebekulia also asurim. But again, bein chayovin aleim, you're not chayiv koris on that because that's not real chelev. It's only osim midraban. What about the loivin kulia? Now, what exactly is loivin kulia? Says Rashi, shebetoich acharit. If you take the kidneys and you cut it open, or you separate it, you open it up, you'll see inside the chritz, inside in the groove, there is something white over there. Again, that's either shuman or chelev. Is that kusher or not kusher? Says the Yimur, the God of Leivin Shkulia. Rebbe Rebbe a machloikis, chad osu v'chad shari. One said, it's osu metunish esen, that's chelev. The other one says, no, it's okay, it's mutalach. Rabbe memartit le, Rabbe would go and cut it out, like we had the word memarit before. We had by chatet. See, it's mamarit. It means you got to go and eradicate, exterminate, extricate every shtickle of that chelev. Remove it entirely. Mamartele. Rabbi Yochanan was also mamartele. However, Rabbi Asi goimle. Goim, as we had before, means just to go and cut it from the top, to kind of just skim it from the top. But that was deep in, embedded inside the kuli, inside the kloyus behemis in his mutter. Rabbi, Kavus Rabbi Asi Mustafa. I'll bring you right to Rabbi Asi. The Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, Chelev Shehabosar Choyfa Oisai Mutter. The Chelev that the Bosar is covering over it is Mutter. What does he mean? Alma, we see Shehala Ksolim. Ksolim is what we call the flanking. In English, it's called the flanks. Rahman of Elisha Betoich Ksolim. The Torah always, when it refers to the Eimer in the Bismigdish, it says, the Eishdei HaKloyes Vez Chelev Asher Aleim Asher Al HaKsolim. The Chelev, which is on the Kloyes, which are the kidneys, as well as Asher Al HaKsolim, which are on the flanks. This is Yisrael Sal Kovid, the Kloyes. You certainly have to put those on the Mizbeah. So we see that the Torah uses the expression Al HaKsolim, or Al HaKsolim Rahman of Elisha Betoich HaKsolim. HaKhanamish Al HaKloyes Rahmana. Not that is embedded in the kidneys, only those that are on top of the kidneys. Ones that are in the kidneys, says Abaye is mistav like Rabasi. The Rabasi said, is kusha, you're allowed to go and eat that chelev. It has a din of shuman and not chelev. Have a good Shabbos on my side.
One second, I want to tell you one thing to talk about.